Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia continues its assault on the people of Ukraine. At a secret location news conference Friday morning, President Zelensky was asked how long he can hold on. I don't know, he said. When asked if he's ready to leave the country?
No.
Unconfirmed reports from Ukrainian forces say they killed a top Russian general in overnight fighting. Also, the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant is in the control of Russian soldiers after bombs rained down on the facility overnight. An agreement to restart the 2015 Iran nuclear deal could be just days away, with negotiators from Europe and Iran making clear they've reached the final hurdles. Rafael Grossi, the head of the UN's nuclear watchdog, will travel to Tehran on Saturday to try to resolve one of the remaining disputes. That's Iran's insistence that an investigation into its undeclared nuclear activity be dropped. We are USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
One Arizona senator has announced he will not run for re-election.
Looks like the last big question has been settled over the 2022 Senate map. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is not going to be running for Senate this year. The news reported by the Arizona Republic comes after months of speculation and Ducey sending signals behind the scenes about whether the term-limited governor would seek the Republican nomination for Senate. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and Senator Rick Scott from Florida, chair of the Republican Senatorial Committee, have been among the national leaders recruiting Ducey and other Republican governors, including New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu and Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, to no avail. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
A league-wide memo has announced the National Football League and the NFL Players Union have suspended all COVID-19 protocols effective immediately. The league and the players union say the policy change was due to current encouraging trends regarding the prevalence and severity of COVID-19. Teams are still required to comply with their state and local laws. USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If there's one thing the Russian invasion of Ukraine did, Democrats and Republicans resolve are on the same page for the first time in a long time. Both parties are calling for President Biden to enact more sanctions and do more in the reality of Russia's invasion. Republican Representative Nancy Mace from South Carolina on Newsmax said President Biden is playing footsie with the Russian president.
Well, certainly President Biden said he would go toe-to-toe with Putin, and he has been playing footsie instead. But it's not just Republicans that are asking for more sanctions. I've been involved with meetings and seen some briefings with both Republicans and Democrats alike. And Democrats are, too, asking for President Biden to do more. And we've seen other countries around the world shut off their oil imports from Russia. We know that Putin funds his war regime and these battles and these fights with the oil and gas economy he has created around the world, including the United States. We import 600,000 barrels of Russian oil every day, and I know there's not one single American in our country today that wants to put 1 gallon of Russian gas in their car, seeing what's going on in Ukraine. There is more to do in the sanctions that have been done. If you read the fine print, there are carve-outs, and so yeah. Not all of the oligarchs and their entire families are being targeted the way that they should be.
Airbnb CEO Brian Chesky tweeted last night that they're suspending all operations in Russia and Belarus. Airbnb backed it up Friday morning, reporting that the decision means they will block all calendars from accepting new bookings in both countries until further notice. USA Radio News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
And I'll tell you, more than ever, it's based on the truth, ladies and gentlemen. It is the truth that sets us free, and it is that truth we must pursue no matter where it leads. Right now, I mean, we're seeing this all before us, this misinformation that, you know, is coming supposedly from Russia. There's other narratives out there, but really, what is the truth? You kind of have a sense we may be gamed here or being gamed here. What is the whole truth of the matter? Well, fortunately, they have an adjunct professor of law at the University of Pittsburgh. He's the author of The Plot to Scapegoat Russia, How the CIA Deep State Have Conspired to Vilify Russia. He takes an in-depth look at the decades-long effort to escalate hostilities with Russia and what it portends for the future. Really, I mean, are we going to, with all this misinformation, and there's just something about it, this how it leads to war. And Daniel Kovlik joins us now. Daniel, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I appreciate your approach. And some might say this is not the time to look at it, but this is the time to look at what's going on. We can chew gum and walk at the same time. We can multitask and understand, because meanwhile, we're being bombarded with a narrative that wants to take us down a road that we've kind of gone, well, wait a minute, where have we seen this movie before, and how costly has it been in terms of resources and humanity, right?
Well, exactly. And to explain what's happening and why it's happening is not to justify what's happening, but we have to know why we have to know how our own government has contributed to the situation, and it has in a number of ways. First of all, the eastward expansion of NATO up to the Russian borders against promises that the U.S. made to Gorbachev that we wouldn't go east of Germany if he allowed it to reunify. That has caused a lot of this. Also, the coup in 2014 in Ukraine, which the Obama administration, and Biden was part of that, helped pull off, which brought into the military there. Some aspects of the military are neo-Nazis, and we know that, who have attacked various groups in Ukraine, including the Russian-speaking peoples in the Donbass. What people don't realize is the war didn't start last week. It started in 2014 when the government in Kiev began to attack the Russian-speaking people in the Donbass region. 14,000 people, 14,000 have died in that conflict, and that was before the Russian invasion of last week. And so, but as far as the media is concerned, all of this just came out of nowhere, and, you know, this is some irrational act. Again, it's not a good act. I'm not saying that.
Yeah, but what ignited, Professor, what ignited the activity in the Donbass? I mean, that just didn't happen overnight. I mean, there was something going on there. And my understanding was suddenly there was an infiltration of Russians into that area. So, there, you know, you're talking agitation. You know, what are the pain points here in these areas? I mean, there's cause and effect. It wasn't like all of a sudden Ukraine says, hey, we're just going to go after and be mean to all these Russians down there. I mean, there was something going on.
Actually, Russia did not start supporting the breakaway republics until after the war started. The truth is the new government in Kiev, when it came in, was hostile towards Russian-speaking people, outlawed Russia being spoken in the schools.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what really prompted the republics to declare independence, okay? Mm-hmm. And then that declaration led the government of Ukraine to say, well, you can't break away, which often happens, and a war ensued. And I don't think you can blame the Russians for that. There are Russian ethnic peoples living in that region and have lived there for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
A very significant portion of Ukraine are ethnic Russians. I mean, that's mm-hmm. just it is
right.
A cobbling together of many states.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but then, yes, Russia did begin in a limited way to support those republics, but that was after the conflict started. And again, it's been a brutal conflict, and frankly, the receiving end of it has mostly been civilians, Russian ethnic civilians, in the Donbass. Of the 14,000 people who died, 80% have been those people. And so, and of course, that led to a mass migration of ethnic Russians into Russia. Hundreds of thousands moved into the town of Rostov across the border. Of course, all of this concerned Russia. It would be like Mexico City, the government there was attacking English-speaking people in Mexico, and hundreds of thousands moved into the U.S. We might have some concern about that. And meanwhile, if Russia and a Warsaw Pact-like group had soldiers and missiles in Mexico,
mm-hmm.
we
yes.
might be concerned of that, which is exactly what we have with NATO, with missiles and troops on the Russian border. So, again, I think we help lead to where we're at now. And, of course, once the war started, NATO just did nothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we kind of led Ukraine and Russia down this primrose path. And then when what happened, and, of course, it was predicted it was going to happen, the U.S. just kind of stood aside and said, oh, you know, wrung its hands, and we are where we are. And, again, it's not to justify the invasion, but it's to say there are reasons for it. And if we
exactly.
don't know the reasons,
right.
we can't end it and we can't go forward in a peaceful way.
Well, and certainly we end up repeating history. I mean, right now, this isn't new. I mean, this has been done before because, you know, now we have an opportunity. And thank God for your book that you bring this to light to say, wait a minute, you know, we need to get the whole story here, so that we're not reproducing this problem, that we're not, we're asleep at the hill, you know, asleep at the wheel here, so to speak. And by acquiescence, we're allowing this, you know, we're not holding Ukraine, you know, the international community isn't holding Ukraine's leadership into account. And nobody's talking to Russia to say, okay, well, you know, we're just going to let them, you know, mount up forces around the perimeter of Ukraine. And before you know it, we've got serious issues here, and now bombs bursting in air. And the cleanup is going to be much more, it's just going to be so incredible. I often use that analogy, the old Pennzoil commercial, says you can pay me now or pay me later. The idea of you pay the price that it calls for today, it's a lot cheaper in the long run, because when you pay later, then you've got all these other unintended consequences that kick in. And here we are up to our elbows with all these unintended consequences.
Exactly, and you're going to have major cities in Ukraine that need to be rebuilt. I mean, it's a tragedy, obviously. It's a terrible tragedy, and it was truly preventable. And we knew what it would take to prevent it. Russia wanted NATO to say that they would not admit Ukraine into NATO, and they wanted the government in Kiev to promise to stop molesting the breakaway republics. And by the way, that was required in the Minsk agreement,
right?
Which the Security Council of the UN unanimously approved, the U.S. included, right? And that was never abided by, those Minsk agreements, which would have allowed for a certain level of autonomy of the republics, which required a cessation of hostilities between the government in Kiev and those republics. That was never
Professor, we've got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. More from Daniel Kovalik after this.
Thank you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Bringing on the truth, no matter where it leads, it's that important, ladies and gentlemen. This is a government of, for, by, we the people. What's happening in Ukraine, don't think that this is, that you have no responsibility. I mean, when it is a government of, for, by, we the people, the buck stops here. It doesn't stop with Joe Biden. It stops with us, with the elected officials that we put into office and how they are to represent us. And I ask you the question, do you feel like you're being fairly represented, not only in this country, but around the world, by the current government that we have in place here. Now, Daniel Kolek is an adjunct professor. He's an adjunct professor of law at the University of Pittsburgh and author of this new book, The Plot to Scapegoat Russia, How the CIA and Deep State Have Conspired to Vilify Russia. You know, Daniel, it is the nature of man to want to cast blame on somebody. We still want to take the responsibility. And your book puts the crosshairs right where it belongs, and that is on, you know, the people, because we have put these elites in charge, and we've subordinated our authority to them, and look what they're doing to us. I mean, they're getting us involved in wars that could have been avoided. I mean, you know, and I think we're getting smarter about how this narrative is being pushed upon us, you know, by the media oligarchs in our own country. And I'll tell you, if you're not becoming more and more increasingly uncomfortable about this narrative, then you're not paying attention. Daniel, I was asking you, you know, and I'm sorry we got disconnected here, but I wanted to get your, you know, your follow-up on where we left off right before the break regarding, you know, this setup, because I've been saying that it's the responsibility of we the people. I mean, we can't subordinate our authority to these elected officials who are getting us into wars that we don't want to be involved in or could be avoided.
Absolutely. I mean, the polls show people are opposed to these endless wars. We've, you know, spent $6 trillion on these wars since 9/11, which have not made the world safer. People are against it. And yet they continue. And we see the defense industry continue to make billions. In fact, their stocks went up once the Ukraine crisis started. In fact, you had companies like Raytheon and Lockheed Martin saying that that the crisis would be good for business, which it was. And these are the people who are calling the shots, not our elected officials who seem to be working for them and not for the people. And yes,
exactly.
The people need to find a way to take control. You know, this goes back to what Eisenhower said about the military-industrial complex. And, of course, what passed for the military-industrial complex back then is nothing compared to what it is today.
Well, the infrastructure of all our institutions has become an industrial complex, has it not?
Yes, of course. I mean, you know, you have our economy is so deeply entrenched with the military defense contractors. We're spending officially over $700 billion a year on the military, which, by the way, is over 10 times more than the Russians spend. And meanwhile, we're letting our own infrastructure collapse, right?
Right.
I live in Pittsburgh. We just had a major bridge just collapse. It was left, you know, unattended. And yet we have money for these crazy wars. And, yeah, we really need people to hold their officials accountable and say enough is enough.
Well, I want to have you unfold the CIA and deep state's involvement in this conspiracy.
Well, I mean, first of all, the CIA was very much a part of pushing the Russiagate scandal, so-called, which was a scandal that didn't even have any allegations, as one person said, which really stirred a large percentage of the population up about Russia, claiming they interfered in the 2016 elections, which I think is not accurate.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing they've done in Ukraine itself is they have been training neo-Nazi groups there, and they've done it in order to, again, stir up conflict in Ukraine, to stir up conflict with Russia. And, in fact, Eric Prince, who is head of the successor group to Blackwater,
right.
He's also involved there. And, again, very few people know that, right? And they're involved in ways that have led to this conflict and that will continue to lead to it unless it's stopped.
Well, human nature is people will do that which they get rewarded for. And if you're in the business of war, then you want to create wars, right?
Well, exactly.
And so it's imperative for us to understand who the warriors are, who are these, you know, these muckrakers who are, you know, rattling the sabers. And what they're doing, and here it is. I mean, the CIA, again, disgustingly, I mean, they're doing it on the people's dime here, are they not?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, they are running the show. You know, we know that Kennedy felt lied to by them about the Bay of Pigs. He felt set up by it. And we constantly see this. The CIA helped push the weapons of mass destruction lie that led to the invasion of Iraq in 2003. And so, again, you have these unelected officials, this institution which exists, you know, apart from our elected officials, that's running U.S. foreign policy and running it into the ground, really.
You know, Professor, it's kind of self-righteous, isn't it, when you think about it? I mean, here we hear Putin go on this diatribe, this speech that he made, and, you know, you even have Condoleezza Rice questioning whether or not he's got, if he's holding it together mentally, that there could be some mental deficiency. So now he's likened to be some crazed madman. And here we are, you know, as you bring up the weapons of mass destruction and going into Iraq the way we did. I mean, it's like the same scenario. I mean, we're creating an adversary. We got to go ahead and save these people because we got this crazy guy over there. He's gassing people. I mean, all kinds of narratives. And at the end of the day, you go, what was the truth of all this matter? And one of the things immediately you go to is there was no weapons of mass destruction. Okay, so if there's no weapons of mass destruction, does the entire narrative fall on its face?
Well, I think it does.
Okay, so now here we are. We're no different than Russia is what you're telling me then.
Well, in fact, worse, because, you know, the destruction that we leveled against Iraq was even worse. And Iraq represented no existential threat to the U.S. I mean, and the interesting thing about Hussein, whatever you say about the guy, was that he was a mortal enemy of al-Qaeda. So He wasn't supporting al-Qaeda. You know, we were told that that's why we were going into Iraq after 9/11.
But the people came out of Afghanistan. And so we go to Iraq. See, that never made sense to me, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, it never made sense to go to Iraq. I mean, it never made sense to go to Libya. Again, whatever you say about Gaddafi, he opposed al-Qaeda. Iran opposes al-Qaeda. We have gone after all the people who actually had an oppositional stance to al-Qaeda, and then we never went after or stopped supporting Saudi Arabia, which is the one country that really has been behind al-Qaeda and its Wahhabist philosophy. So, you know, we've been conned. I mean, yes. In a big way. And, many Americans have died in these wars. We've spent blood and treasure on these wars, and they did not serve the purposes we were told they were serving.
Well, we supported Saudi Arabia for the obvious. You know, energy matters. Energy is leverage. And here we are right now. Let's not forget about China. How are we being worked? And that's a whole nother conversation altogether, especially understanding all the tentacles that Peter Schweitzer has written about, Miranda Devine in her book, the depth of insidious connections and coupling that what the Chinese refer to as elite capture is so deep and preponderant amongst our elected officials. We're a mess. We're being set up all over again, Daniel. 15 seconds
left.
Yeah,
no, it's a very sad situation. People need to hold their officials to account, say we want these wars to stop. And if you want to read my book, The Plot to Scapegoat Russia, you can get it on Amazon. You can get it on Barnes &
Noble. It'll be linked on our website as well.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia continues its assault on the people of Ukraine. At a secret location news conference Friday morning, President Zelensky was asked how long he can hold on. I don't know, he said. When asked if he's ready to leave the country?
No.
Unconfirmed reports from Ukrainian forces say they killed a top Russian general in overnight fighting. Also, the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant is in the control of Russian soldiers after bombs rained down on the facility overnight. An agreement to restart the 2015 Iran nuclear deal could be just days away, with negotiators from Europe and Iran making clear they've reached the final hurdles. Rafael Grossi, the head of the UN's nuclear watchdog, will travel to Tehran on Saturday to try to resolve one of the remaining disputes. That's Iran's insistence that an investigation into its undeclared nuclear activity be dropped. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, good to have you back with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. By the way, for those of you that are listening to us, this is a replay over the weekend. We thank you for joining in. Again, just to make you aware, we air live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. You can go to BillMartinezShow.com for all the information and how to connect and listen to all these great interviews at your convenience. By the way, go to the website and you can download, because we're givers, absolutely free. No charge whatsoever. Download and share with your friends these great interviews that we have every day, Monday through Friday, and our gift to you. James Coates joins us right now. He's got a new book called God Versus Government out. And let me give you a little bit of background. It was the spring of 2020. The pastor author was arrested when his congregation defied COVID shutdowns and continued to meet. 2 years later, he is sharing what he learned from this experience in his new book, as I said, God Versus Government, Taking a Biblical Stand When Christ and Compliance Collide. James, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, I gave a quick summary, but boy, in that summary is, a lot of pain, a lot of prayer, a lot of conversations with God, God, this is your church, what do you want us to do? Right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that was the big challenge for us all the way along, was discerning what the Lord required of us. And if we could determine what obedience demanded, then it was no questions asked at that point in time. We just had to be faithful to what we were being called to. And we were convinced that we needed to open our church and give the decision to the congregation to decide whether or not they were going to come and mask and distance and all of that. But it wasn't even within the jurisdiction of our authority to prevent God's people from coming to the gathering. And it certainly wasn't in the government's authority to decide who can worship and when and how. So we we simply opened our doors in obedience to Christ and just met and gathered and worshiped as the Lord has prescribed us to do and as the church has done for centuries. And as mm-hmm. we did that, things began to escalate when an emergency was declared, the second one of the pandemic, and the governing authorities were receiving complaints about our gatherings, and they began coming to our gatherings, and were actually in our services, and we just continued to be resolved and courageous in keeping our church open with every avenue they tried to get us to shut our churches down, our services.
Remind everybody what state we're talking about.
Well, I'm in Canada, and this is Edmonton, Alberta. Mm-hmm. And Alberta, right. as a province, is typically seen to be the conservative province. We're typically looked at as the Texas of Canada. And mm-hmm. and yet there have been three pastors jailed in this province. And it's the only province where you've had pastors jailed. So kind of a unique set of circumstances. I was the first one to go to prison for having church services. And then two others followed in the month thereafter. But we're in mm-hmm. Edmonton, Alberta, Canada.
So, James, when you had that, that Caesar versus God worship moment that Jesus talks about, when he was asked, that you render to Caesar, he says, the things that are Caesar to God, the things that are God. I'm sure it hit you first as the leader, as the pastor. And how did this connect with the... with the rest of the congregation when they realized that they needed to render that which belonged to God?
Well, we had by December of 2020, so the end of 2020, I was imprisoned in February 2021. So December 2020, we had AHS, which is our health governing authority, as well as the RCMP, which is our police department, come into our services. And the first time they came was on the 13th, and that was certainly disconcerting for a lot of our folks. And as you're pulling into the parking lot, you've got police vehicles in the parking lot, and you know they're not there to worship the Lord. So it was certainly just
you could only hope and pray, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, we always invited them to come and stay and worship, but mm-hmm. anyway, we were meeting, and then on the 20th, that's the second Sunday they showed up, I preached a sermon titled The Time Has Come. And that sermon's been modified to be in the book at the chapter toward the end of the book. And that sermon really laid out the reasons why our church ought to be open. And it was that sermon that was really a catalyst in bringing a lot of our people back. I mean, at that point in time, we were probably somewhere around 250, with our normal attendance being 350. And with that sermon on December 20th, 2020, that's when our people began mm-hmm. to come back with a vengeance. And that sermon basically charted the next, 2 months leading up to my imprisonment and leading up to another sermon that I preached immediately prior to turning myself in for my second arrest and being in prison. And that, too, is in the book as a chapter that's been modified for the book as well. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, our people, once we began to deal with the matter biblically and establish what a biblical ecclesiology is, and then also dealing with what's our relationship to the government, does the government have the authority to dictate to the church the terms of worship? Once we, laid those two bricks, our people were ready to stand, and we just, our church has not just had everyone come back, but we've grown. We've almost tripled in size.
Were you surprised, James? I know many people in America were surprised at Justin Trudeau and some of his stance, and currently more so with his stance against the truckers. He has gone full authoritarian. But were you surprised at his... his administration coming after your religious freedoms the way he did?
No, not at all. And I mean, as it relates to what we went through as a church, that's more provincial. That'd be akin to a governor. That's our That's mm-hmm. our premier. That was the one that drove the bus on that. When it comes to the truckers, that was federal, and that was Justin Trudeau. And I look at what took place with the truckers and the convoy as being kind of a coming out party for Justin Trudeau. Many of us knew Justin Trudeau to be a tyrant, that he mm-hmm. wants total authority in Canada. Well, that moment in Canadian history was him coming out and putting it on full display. So there's a lot of voters, I think, that would have voted Liberal, and even NDP, which are the two really Liberal parties in Canada, that even with the minority government at this point in time, the Liberal Party, which is Justin Trudeau, and the NDP joined forces to basically push everything through. Both of those parties came out during the trucker convoy as being really like fascist governments. And so what's going to happen is people in those parties who have voted for those parties are going to be disenfranchised and realize, oh, this is what I've been voting for. And Lord,
right, Biden, exactly.
They will leave those parties and ultimately go for something more moderate. I mean, the sad thing about Canada is that there really isn't a conservative party. Even the conservative party itself, I would say, is left of center, but it's still a better left of center than we have.
It's not that left as Trudeau is. As reports that we're getting here, Peter Schweitzer's new book, I don't know if you've read it yet, called Red Handed, it exposes the Trudeau family, that his father was entangled with the Chinese. He was very cozy with the Chinese. And all that history of his relationship with the communist Chinese has been scrubbed. You can't seem to, you know, dig it out. And you're there in Canada, and we've got people, you know, trying to get the research there. But it's been scrubbed. And so now, like you said, the coming out party for Justin Trudeau. And then you start, you know, realizing that here he is. He's pretty cozy. In fact, he's on tape saying that, you know, when he looks over all the governments in the world, he admires the communist Chinese government. That's his number one form of government.
Well, and this is what people have to realize, that in free and democratic societies, the way that...
Hey, James, we got to go to a quick break. Let me interrupt you. We'll pick it up when we come back. More from James Coates after this.
Say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business, and we decide how much money to lend you, good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. That's 800-296-1229.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
You know, we love the encouragement not to lose hope because of the one in which we hope, right? I was mentioning to James on break that Max Lucado had a great saying in his book regarding the age of information that we live in. You know, we know it as the information age. He says it's the age of confusion. Much know-how, hardly any know-why. And this is why truth matters. Why critical thinking must be re-embraced in our culture so that we don't get run over by these authoritarian governments. Because whether we're talking, you know, Canada, a lot that James has been talking about, I'm sure our listeners here in the United States can relate to, because we had churches that were told to shut down. And I don't know if many pastors that I'm aware of within this, you know, within the states that got arrested and were subjected to arrest like James was. The other thing, James, that I reminded some pastors about here recently was that in the midst of all this and people still coming to church, I never heard of one spreading event coming out of Jesus's church. I think that in itself is quite telling, don't you think?
Well, it is, but I think that's irrelevant. You know, I think that's part of the issue that we have to realize is ultimately irrelevant with the whole pandemic. Even if there were a spreading event that resulted from God's people coming together to worship Christ, wouldn't change anything. God's people have a responsibility, a duty, and it should be a delightful duty, to come together corporately on Sunday to worship the Lord Jesus Christ. And so yeah, it's a good point, for sure, that, you know, the whole idea of a super spreader event was a concoction that was in place to be able to control the thinking of the people, to be able to look at certain kinds of gatherings as being unsafe. And it was just part of the whole propaganda machine that was tied to COVID-19. But irrespective of that, it just doesn't matter whether there's a breakout or not. COVID-19 obviously isn't severe enough to warrant fundamentally altering the way we live anyway. Not that it doesn't kill, couldn't kill, but nevertheless, it's just not the kind of virus. I mean, you look at the Old Testament, there were Israelites in the number of thousands that died in single days because God sent a plague into the camp. You know, COVID-19 is nothing like that. And so it was obviously overblown and used to control folks. And whether there was a super spreader event tied to a church or not really makes no difference.
Well, I understand that position. You're exactly, I don't disagree in principle with what you're saying. I'm only, just like you said, and I think we agree to this, the fact that you could not, because you got to know, the media, if there was a spreading event, some super spreading event that happened because churches were coming together, all hell would break loose. I mean, the gray matter of editorial staffs around the world would be exploding all over the place. It didn't happen. And to me, I think that's a moment where you pause, you have a Salem moment and say, thank you, God. What are you showing? What are you showing us here in this that we've gone through? Because the other thing is now we got to get to the other side of it. The people have been bombarded, as you said, with this propaganda and narrative, all these lies and everything, and the psychological damage for the last 2.5 years that has been thrust upon the people around the world has just been exponential. And it's going to be a process to get on the other side of this. I mean, you know, we had some video footage just the other day of I'm in Florida, and our governor, Ron DeSantis, who's been a leader for freedom in this from day one, as you may know, he goes to talk, and there were some kids behind him with masks on. And he turns around, looks at him, he says, look it, you don't need to wear these masks. He said, but if you want to, that's fine. But take the mask off. And it was interesting that probably half the kids did take the mask off. You know, they seemed to be relieved to do that. But there were some that didn't. So this has become, you know, a bit of a security blanket, you know, for some of these kids. And how do we get them on the other side to realize that it's okay?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. I'm not entirely sure. I mean, Governor DeSantis refers to that as political theater, and that's what it is. The masks don't do anything. And grateful, really, for Florida and the gentleman that even heads your health department there. He's been excellent. I wish there were more men and women like him throughout North America who were in positions of power with respect to health orders. But how do we get there? I don't know. You know, I think... The propaganda machine has been so active that it's hard to envision life entirely untethered to any sort of lingering impact of COVID-19. And Lord willing, we get there. I don't know, but I'm anticipating the next crisis, you know, climate change or some other thing that's going to be foisted upon the people. And so it's just hard to envision life ever truly going back to quote unquote normal.
Well, if people by faith, those who are called by his name, do not go back to first principles and embrace, you know, just like your church did, that you did, even suffering through this incarceration that you had to endure, if we don't return to that, James, then we are going to be overwhelmed again. But the other thing out of all this is what we're already starting to see is people of faith and churches who are strong in the Lord, they are a light. They're a light of encouragement to others, and others are coming in and saying, what do you have that I don't have? And you see, this is where revival can begin. You know, first repentance, but then the next thing is revival. And we need to make ourselves, people of faith, attractive to those to say, look, there's peace here. And the reason we have peace in the midst of all this chaos that's going on around the world is because Jesus Christ is in the middle of it. And that's our testimony and opportunity to bring people into the body of faith, is it not?
Yeah, absolutely. And I would say this, the churches in Canada, for sure, that remained open and went toe-to-toe with their governing authorities, and that's across Canada, we're experiencing revival. Mm-hmm. All the churches that
yes,
stayed open, we're experiencing revival. Our churches are packed. We've got baptisms taking place like crazy. People are growing spiritually. They're being saved. We're seeing the impact of our ministry and the stand that we took go well beyond even our own country. The amount of emails, letters that we've received from folks all over the world and the way God has used this in their lives, calling men to ministry through this time, everything. It's amazing. So as the church stands in the face of government tyranny, and that's where persecution typically comes from. I mean, if you read
exactly.
the New Testament, you read the New Testament, you read church history, persecution comes from the governing authorities. I mean, even if you have a futuristic eschatology, as I do with Revelation, you know that persecution comes from the government. And so we
right.
realize.
And where does it, and what follows next, James, after persecution?
Well, typically the gospel goes. It spreads. And people end up
exactly.
ushered into the kingdom.
Exactly.
So, absolutely.
Exactly. Right. See, so this is why we're encouraged not to worry. God's got it under control. And we know that we serve a redeeming God. So regardless what man wants to do, you know, this is why God laughs. He laughs at the plans of man. Because Justin Trudeau thinks he's all that in a bag of chips. Our own president thinks the same. And the leadership of our country. We've got serious problems here. Because we have walked away from the truth of God. And this is why on this show, we encourage people that we need to return to first principles. First principles come from the word of God, the fear of God. It's the beginning of knowledge, right? And so we have a postmodernistic understanding and approach that's very costly. It is killing our kids. It's destroying families. It's breaking up marriages. Every evil thing that God said is going to happen is being realized. Except for those who are called by his name, who are repenting and igniting revivals all around the world. I mean, it's an exciting time in the midst of it, but, you know, lest we be surprised, Jesus said, hey, look it, welcome to the club. You know, they persecuted me, and, you know, it's kind of the rite of passage, isn't it?
It really is, and I think that's where the book that both myself and Nathan Buzness have co-authored, God vs. Government, comes in, because that book doesn't just tell the stories of what took place at Grace Community Church as the governing authorities tried to shut them down, and what happened at Grace Life Church, where I was ultimately imprisoned, and even our building was fenced with three layers of fencing. It provides a framework for believers to think through how to relate to the government as they begin to encroach upon Christ's headship over the church. And that's what we need. We need a church that doesn't just quote Romans 13 and just submit to government on every issue without thinking critically about the place of government. I mean, government is God's establishment. It's his institution. He's given it parameters to work in. There's a purpose that it has. It's limited in its purpose. It's to govern in accord with what is good. He defines what is good. It's to punish evil. He defines what is evil. And so we need a more robust understanding of how Romans 13 applies to our context in order for the church to be the light that she's called to be.
Well, Pastor James Coates has been our guest. He is the author of this incredible new book, quite enlightening. And of course, it's fortified by his experience of being jailed twice. For standing up for what God said. God said it, he believed it. God versus Government, the name of the book, linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase.